welcome to The Last Track, where we help people showcase the last track of their life story in their final wishes. I am your host, Brian Norris, the co-owner of Bateman Funeral Home in Newport, Oregon. Just like a song can bring you back to a day, a time, and a memory, so too can a well-planned service.
We're going to talk about scattering ashes on the beach and in the ocean. And there's a couple of things that we need to know about this before we go and scatter ashes on the beach or in the ocean. First, scattering ashes on the beach is actually kind of frowned upon. It's done on a regular basis, but it is frowned upon. Now, the ocean, scattering in the ocean, there are a few requirements. The U.S. Navy and the Coast Guard provide guidance on burial or cremated remains in the ocean. And the EPA also gets very involved in burying of bodies as well as scattering of ashes in the ocean. The general rule of thumb is you need to be 3 nautical miles out to sea if you're going to be scattering in the ocean. 3 nautical miles out to sea.
He has to have so many fathoms below you. Burial at sea, you would definitely need, if you're going to be doing it with a cremated remains, you're definitely going to be needing a biodegradable urn. And I actually saw some pretty cool biodegradable urns in the shape of a sea turtle.
Don't have anything in plastic, nothing that can just float. The last thing you want to do is place something and have it float and stay floating on the water, because that's not burial at sea. That's not scattering at sea. It needs to be biodegradable, and there are lots of different companies that provide services. And if you have any questions, you can certainly look on our website as well as other websites that provide burial at sea. The other thing that you need to know about is, as far as burial at sea, we have biodegradable bags, and you can actually have the ashes contained in a biodegradable bag. Place those on the water, and then the bag instantly dissolves, and then the ashes are just spread, and then they just go out to sea. Now, there's a little bit different if you're doing it in the inland waterways. There aren't really a lot of regulations that go with that. One of the things that we tell people is, if you're going to be scattering in a river or in a bay, a couple things to remember. First, which way is the wind blowing? You don't want to be scattering or tossing or doing that type of a thing and have everything blow right back into you or onto a friend that's there with you, supporting you as you're doing a scattering. And then all of a sudden you have the ashes of your loved one all over your friend. That doesn't work really well. Or other people that may be downwind from you. We had a situation up in Sandy, at the Sandy River, where they placed the ashes into the water, and it was a beautiful situation, but just right downstream, there were children playing in the water, and all of a sudden the ashes were going around the children in the water. Be aware of your surroundings.
Motion sickness for people, if you're going out to sea or even on a river. You know, if my advice is, if you're not sure because you've never been on a boat, take the motion sickness pills in advance and start the night before. You're not going to OD on motion sickness pills. So read the instructions on the motion sickness pills and double check, because some of them say to start taking it the night before and then like an hour beforehand, and then, you know, that type of thing. So just double check, because the last thing you need is to get 3 miles out to sea and 5 family members aren't doing well. So double check.
The other thing is, if you have any questions, check with the parks. If it runs through a park, national forest, those types of things, just check the regulations and make sure that you are staying legal. Hopefully these answer some of your questions about scattering at sea.